Good morning.
Good morning.
And how's everybody? Come on. That good morning was sick.
Good morning.
That was sad.
Good morning.
That's better.
Good morning.
That's better.
Is it Caleb coming?
That's even better.
Is Caleb coming?
No.
Well, you know how much I like lists. I do lists a lot, don't I? I make lists for everything, and sometimes I've brought lists to church and given you my top 10 lists for things. And this week, I had a lot of time on my hands to make lists of lots of things. And so one of the lists I made this week was a list for why you shouldn't miss church.
And, I understand that.
Yeah, there's a list. I made a list, and I brought it with me this morning because I thought it was worth repeating. So here's my top 10 list for why you shouldn't miss church. It doesn't cost anything to get in the door. Your parents or family are going, and you're not allowed to stay home alone. There's nothing good on TV on Sunday morning.
It's two, Joyce Meyer.
Number seven, this would be for Lauren, it's a great place to show off new clothes.
Even me.
And Katie. Mm-hmm.
New dress.
And number six, after church, there's lots of good restaurants to go eat at. And number five, it's a good place to visit with your friends. Number four is that praise music is really good. You can't hear that anywhere else. It's really nice.
Except if my mom plays it on the piano.
Hmm. At number three is if you get sleepy, you can take a nap.
In the nursery.
Number two is that you might have a test in school tomorrow and you need to ask God for his help. You have school tomorrow, yeah.
Me too.
Yep, and the number one reason for not missing church is if you don't come, you might miss something really important. And I'm going to tell you what that really important thing is. In our Bible verse today, it comes from John, and it says, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Now, what happened that first Sunday after Christ rose from the dead, which would have been last Sunday, he came and he saw the disciples in the room, we think, where they had their Last Supper. And Jesus talked to them and showed them his hands and his side. But Thomas wasn't with them that day. And so when Thomas returned, they told him that Jesus had been there. And, you know, Thomas, he didn't believe him. We've talked about Thomas, haven't we? His problem with believing things. And Thomas didn't believe him, and he said, unless I see his hands and the holes in his side, I won't believe. So the next Sunday, which would have been today, Jesus came back, and this time Thomas was there.
All of them?
They were there, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus looked right at Thomas, and he said, here's my hands. And here's the hole in my side. And do you know, at that point, Thomas, the doubter that he was, didn't even need to see the hands in the side. He didn't even look then, because Jesus was right there in front of him, and all he did at that point was fall down on his knees and praise God.
Did it hurt?
Probably. And say, my Lord and my God. Because at that point, he had been proven that Jesus was right there with him. But Thomas needed that proof. He needed to see that. But you know what? What we have when we come here, visiting with our friends, hearing the wonderful music, that's all wonderful. But if we don't come to church, we miss what those disciples had that day, the chance to be with Jesus. Because what Jesus told them before he left to go back to heaven was that any time two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there with them. So Thomas had to see it, but we don't. Because every time we're here, look out there, there's more than two of us. There's always more than two of us. So if two or three are gathered together, Jesus is right here with them, right in the center of everything, listening to every word, hearing our thoughts, our prayers, and our praise of him. And if we're not here in this place with two or three others, we miss the chance to be with him. And we don't want to miss that, do we? Nope. That's why I'm here this morning. I hope it's why you're here too. Because I want the chance to be with Jesus. We're going to have a word of prayer. Close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we want the chance to be with you this morning. We want the chance to be with you every day. So, Lord, help us to remember that every time two or three of us are gathered together, you are right there with us. You surround us, and you give us peace and guidance in our lives. Help us to go about our week knowing that you're right there beside us. In Jesus' name, amen.